Fear, and Was It a Dream? Written by Guy de Maupassant. Narrated by B.J. Harrison.
Fear. After dinner, we went up on deck.
Before us lay the Mediterranean, shimmering with a tranquil reflection of the full moon. The big steamer was gliding along, sending up to the star-strewn sky a serpentine column of black smoke, and in our wake, the water was ploughed up by the swift passage of the vessel and churned up by the propeller, and it foamed and writhed and emitted such brilliance that you would have thought that the moonlight itself was actually bubbling and boiling. Six or seven of us stood there in silent admiration, gazing towards the distant shores of Africa, which was our destination. The captain, who had joined us to smoke an after-dinner cigar, suddenly resumed a conversation begun at the dinner table.
"Yes, I knew what fear was that day. My ship lay for 6 hours with a rock through her hull and with the sea breaking over her. Fortunately, towards evening, we were sighted and picked up by an English coal ship."
Then a man who had not yet spoken joined in the conversation. He was tall, sun-tanned, and serious-looking, the type of man you instinctively feel must have traveled through vast tracts of unexplored countries amidst constant danger, and whose steady eyes seem to retain in their depths something of the strange lands through which he has wandered. The sort of man you imagine will be steeped in courage. "You say, Captain, that you knew what fear was. I don't believe it. You are mistaken both as to the term you used and the sensation you experienced. A strong, vigorous man has never any fear in the presence of actual danger. He may be excited, restless, and anxious, but fear is quite another matter." The captain laughed as he replied,
"Hang it all, man! I tell you, I was really scared!"
The bronze-faced man replied with deliberate slowness, "Allow me to explain myself. Fear, and the boldest of men can experience fear, is a dreadful thing, an appalling sensation. It's as if your very soul were disintegrating, as if some frightful spasm convulsed the mind and heart. The mere recollection of it gives you a shudder of anguish. But a brave man..."